The head of the health agency briefs lawmakers on his budget. During a budget briefing with Health Secretary Dennis Smith, Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling talks about the need for legislative oversight on Medicaid, and she stresses the importance of preserving senior care. Senator Bob Jauch suggests the secretary drive north of Highway 29 and talk with the people about their needs.
Medicare Part D was written by the prescription companies for the prescription drug companies. Senior care was written for the senior citizens by the people of Wisconsin to care for the citizens of this state.
Smith says the agency faces a $500 million shortfall for the biennium, and they are looking at ways to close that gap, including getting rid of duplication and layers of bureaucracy. Jauch says he understands the need to manage costs, but at whose expense?
But the primary focus has been managing the dollars and cents of the program, forgetting about the hearts and souls and the needs of the people in this state who, through no fault of their own, come to government because they have nowhere else to go.
Representative Tamara Grigsby questions the proposed $1.9 million in cuts to funding for family planning. Smith tells the legislative budget panel there are only a few places to find cost savings.
You look at eligibility, you look at the benefits themselves, and you have to look at the service delivery system. Each of those should be scrutinized.
He says that includes residency requirement and cost sharing. The health department has an annual budget of about $8 billion. Medicaid programs comprise of about 86% of that agency's budget. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.